Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Russellville Indians. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Chris Martucci of the News Tribune. And before Chris and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Chris's conversation with Russellville head coach Roger Van de Zand.
Going into Paris this Friday, what are some things that stand out to you most about them?
I think they're doing a good job with the players they have, both offensively and defensively. They always have a real sound package defensively, and they've got some tough kids. So Coach Crochet gets them. I might even be their homecoming, but I know Coach Crochet always has his team ready to play hard, and they will play hard.
Okay, that was Russellville Indians head coach Roger Van de Zand. And Chris, it obviously was not the way that you want a homecoming game to go, the final being a 72-28 loss to Harrisburg. But you know what? It's one of those things where, you know, down 64-14, I guess, at halftime, you know, the Indians are able to score a couple second-half touchdowns. That's maybe the kind of thing that kind of helps salvage things a little bit for them, and from the standpoint of, you know what, at least there are positives that you could take away out of that game. And how pleased do you think that Coach and the players were with the way the second half went after the way that first half went?
Well, after the game, after I spoke with Coach Van de Zand, just to point out there, you're absolutely right there, Tony. If you're going with 64-14 at halftime, you just think, oh, geez, what can they possibly gain out of something like that?
Right.
But in the second half there, like you said, the Indians managed to string together some decent drives. They scored two more touchdowns. They came a failed two-point conversion away from scoring 30 points for the first time all season. So they built on their season high for points scored from Hogan 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
To see.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, you hate to be kind of one of those that just kind of point out moral victories, but hey, that's kind of what you need with a first-year program sometimes. And just from a statistical standpoint, they kind of had a unique accomplishment for, you know, obviously a lot of things you do this season are going to be kind of firsts or whatever in terms of, you know, what's been done by a varsity program, but they kind of had an interesting little two-headed attack there, didn't they?
You betcha they did. Bladen Kramer and Chris Seaver became the first pair of Russellville Indian runners to rush over 100 yards in the same game. Bladen ended up with 109, and Chris ended up with 101, but I had it down as 102. But it's kind of the same there. But and of course, they both scored rushing touchdowns. Chris Seaver, of course, added an electrifying moment there in that first half with him scoring an 85-yard touchdown kickoff return that got the fans on their feet and got everyone going crazy.
Yeah, that's one of those things where, you know, coaches are always talking about, you know, those elusive three facets of the game. You know, we got to do it offense, defense, and special teams. So anytime you can get a special teams touchdown, that's something that I'm sure that the coach has got to be happy with, because that shows that, you know, you're paying attention to detail on all the different facets of the game.
That's right, and Chris would have had another one, but the lightning almost struck twice, but the second time, but he ended up getting tackled around the 30, and he fumbled the ball there, so lightning almost struck twice. He could have had a second one, too.
So that turns our attention to this week then, where you've got Russellville's now 0-5 on the season, and so they're traveling to Paris. Paris is 2-4 on the year, so, you know, it's not kind of, you know, a team that's you know, clicking on all cylinders. It's a chance where, you know, you're still looking for that first win, so you're going to, you know, obviously play whoever's on the schedule, but it's nice when you get somebody that's not maybe totally rolling as the year is going on. So how easy has it been able for them to kind of put last week in the rear view and then refocus on this week, because you know you've got a chance to pick up that first win?
When I talked to Coach Van de Zand last night, he was very much keeping his eyes focused on Paris. And the funny should mention the record. He told me that that's more to do with the fact that he's playing a tough conference rather than just reflect on their team. He has a lot of respect for the running game that Paris does, some of the formations they do, and he has his team focused and ready to go for this week against what they're calling a very good opponent.
Yes.
This is the first team that Russellville has faced going into a game where that has a losing record. But
okay.
We'll see.
Yeah. Making this a little bit tougher this week is, you know, we've talked about it in the past, but with a smallish type roster, injuries can always kind of, you know, make a big impact even if you just get one or two or three of them. So it sounds like that the numbers on the sideline might be down a little bit this week for Russellville.
Yep, unfortunately so, Tony. They're down two players, which is the same deal that they had last week, but Coach Van de Zand's like, you know, next guy up, that kind of thing. They're just plugging along.
So what is the main concern, I guess, with Paris this week that Russellville has to contend with?
Well, it's kind of been the one that's been the same concern every week, is just taking care of the ball. The innings have consistently had turnover problems and taking care of the ball all season, that no matter how much they tried to focus on it, it just continues to be an issue. So if they can just limit the turnovers this week, Coach Van de Zand says that they should be in really good shape to win the game.
All right. Well, I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast, and I'll just ask you flat out, is this the week that the Indians get their first win?
Well, as I said last week, the Indians have really just kind of been a Jekyll and Hyde kind of team. You don't know what they're going to do one week in and one week out. But last week, their offense was up there, but their defense was not. And then it's just all over the page, so it's tough to predict. But I think I can probably nail this down here. Paris also has a good running attack, but if the Indians can control the clock but like they plan to and limit the number of turnovers, I don't see how they don't get their first win of the season this year. I'm predicting a very close game, possibly 28-21 or somewhere in the 20s.
All right. Well, that should do it for this week. Chris Martucci, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.